plagued a potential nugget.
Since you pursued a consumer goods path, you joined Unilever out of campus.
That's right.
Hindustan
Lever in those days.
Any insights on how the questions people should ask themselves for them to determine if a path down that road would make sense? Consumer goods, if I may use a broader term. And the reason I ask is, as we grow through life, we have a lot more data on what energizes us, and we've been through enough situations for us to have, let's say, big data on ourselves. But at that stage, we are operating with very limited data. So are there one or two key questions? If you look at people that joined the consumer goods, let's say, path, and people that dropped off at some point in time, is there any pattern that emerges in terms of what did not work out for them?
I used to think that the industry specific is not such a big variable. And if you find the work that you enjoy and the challenges that you have, then the product could be be different. So whether it was a consumer product or industrial one or a financial services product may not have been a difference. But having said that, the reality is that there is a difference. And I do remember how, you know, if you decided to go and sell soap, you then ended up, you know, being in small town India, going across to rural markets. Which is not everybody's idea of a great life. And not everyone says, I went to the one of the better business schools in this country, to then go to places where, you know, where the good life isn't really there. And so you suddenly say that, you know, there are friends of yours who are saying, oh, you know what, I was passing through Singapore when I met this other friend of ours who was going to do this deal in Hong Kong. And, you know, we were hoping to catch up in London. And you're saying, yeah, but, you know, as I went from Jalpaiguri to Asansol, you know, life was very different. So are you comfortable with the idea? If you are, then, hey, I think consumer products is for you. If you're comfortable with the idea of being able to talk to a distributor in a language you don't understand and trying to convince him to buy some more soap, because you know that eventually that's also, you know, something that will come be of use to you in your career.
Sure.
If you're good with that, consumer products might be for you. But if you're not, and if you're really looking at other things in life, then maybe you're cut out for other stuff. But I'd still say this, that you could be in another business, but you still need to understand your customer. You still need to spend time with your customer. You still need to be willing to do the hard yards, do the dirty work, do the small stuff, because that will then equip you when your turn comes to play the role of a leader. There are no shortcuts, and I don't think it's a great idea to take a double promotion and say, you know what, I don't want to do the tough bit first. I'll just go and become a leader straight away. That won't work. You can choose your industry segment, but you can't choose. Hard work isn't an option, I think.
Very interesting. That's an interesting way to put it, to say it's less to do with the industry, but more to do with the roles and the different stints and sort of character building, for lack of a better term, through those stints, which equip you in the future.
Just building on what Prakash says, this comes back to having a realistic sense of what the day in a life looks like for the career path you've chosen or you're going to choose. And not just going by superficial considerations like what courses you liked. Of course, it's a consideration, but a career path is often so different. So talking to a few alumni who've gone through that path helps. And also talking to people at different points. Somebody who's 1 year out will have a perspective which is very different from somebody who's 5 years out, 15 years out, or 20 years out. So ensuring that you talk to people who've been on that path and also talk to people at different stages of that path will give you enough insights for you to be more considered when you make that career choice when you're on campus. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit audioboom.com and look for Play to Potential.